So in Japan, salsa dancing is all the rage, by the way. They even have their own Salsa Congress. The salsa clubs there serve as a source of interaction and cultural mingling between the native Japanese and Latin American immigrants to Japan, and Latino immigrants as well. But Japanese salsa lovers in New York are also thriving. Carlos Koenig is a salsa instructor originally from Chile who lives in New York City. Among his students are a number of devoted Japanese salsa lovers. Here's Carlos Koenig talking about this cross-cultural form of the love of Latin music.
It's something similar between the Japanese culture and Chilean or Latin culture. We both enjoy life, like to party a lot. The Japanese culture came to me, I would say, by accident. And I think we had a chemistry with Japanese people. I'm very specific when I teach something, very detailed. And I like to correct people, and they love that. They feel that they are learning. When they like something, they become very interested, and they try to do it 100 or 200%. They are very devoted to you. In any field, there's a lot of respect for somebody that is in a position of giving some knowledge. So even I have now a few students that are teachers, and they're always going to look at me as the sensei. And that's a beautiful thing, I think. The respect to the teacher and to the, you know, material that you're giving to. Nora was a very popular singer in the 90s with Orquesta de la Luz, like kind of the biggest Japanese. And then when I was learning how to dance, she was very, very popular. Salsa singers usually in Japan, they sing in Spanish. Sake to Salsa, it was called. They loved it. It was an event where there's a diva now called Yoko, la japonesa salsera. She was playing with her orchestra. I was teaching a lesson before, and then we did a number together, and people had the chance to try different sakes and at the same time dance salsa and learn a little bit of the salsa. It was a beautiful event, and hopefully we're going to do it again. You give people something to their lives that is positive first, and it changed for some people. It changed their life for like incredible. Recently, they celebrate me, my 20 years of teaching as a surprise. I realized, you know, people met in my salsa class, they got married, they have children, some of them. It creates life. That's a joy for me. There's an expression that they say, Ishi no ue ni mo san nen. Huh? Little by little, you had to be patient and things will come to you. Ishi no ue ni mo san nen.